You are now listening to Kiss, the audio series. Mwah.
Hello? 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 Is anybody in here? Please, help me. Please.
I don't just kill men for fun. They have to have something special about them. I have a yearning desire to reach my absolute peak sexually. I know it's wrong, but why does it feel so damn good? I made a vow that I would slow down, but every time I try to fight it, something just reels me back in.
Girl, did you hear what I said?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Girl, that spot was dead tonight. I told you we should have drove to the city. I wanted to see some strippers.
Hell nah. You ain't about to get me caught up. I know you remember the last time we went out there. I still got a hangover from that shit. We were fucked up. Oh. And that stripper, damn, what was his name? Midnight, yep, that sexy motherfucker. Girl, one more drink and my name would have been Mrs. Midnight. We didn't get home until sunlight.
That's because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Shit, I may have been drunk, but not too drunk to notice you in Ghost. One minute I look over and see you and Dick Dynasty grinding in the corner. Next thing I know, both of y'all disappear.
Girl, please, Chris call me. And you know how he is. I was sitting in the car listening to all his melodrama about how I don't treat him right and how there's plenty of women on his line and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Look, I ain't got no stand to put you on.
Whatever.
Here's your food, ladies. Please let me know if you need anything else. Enjoy.
Thank you. Girl, check out that fine chocolate goodness that just walked in. Dude over there in the to-go area with the dreads.
I played it cool. I slowly adjusted myself to face his direction and spotted a work of art. He was breathtaking, like Black Jesus or something, minus all the glory. Long locks that flowed over his shoulders. They weren't neat like mine, though. He was looking a little busted, I can't lie. He stood there in his dark blue tow truck jumpsuit wearing some beat-up buckwheat Tims. He was obviously getting off work. I loved a man who worked with his hands. I imagined how they would feel all over my body. That's when I knew he was it. I had to have him. It wasn't long before he caught on that we were staring at him. I guess I got lost in my own fantasy. He walked over to our table carrying a few to-go bags.
How you ladies doing tonight?
Oh, that's hella bold. Just walking up to our table like that. We're eating. Who are you?
Oh, my bad. I ain't mean to interrupt your meal. No disrespect. My name is Chuck.
No worries. Nice to meet you, Chuck. Where you headed?
Nowhere but home. I just had to come over and speak.
I'm glad you did. If you're not in a rush, you're more than welcome to join us.
Says who? We were admiring him from afar. Afar.
Chill.
I don't think you know who would like that shit, but whatever. You can sit over there next to her. I don't want no smoke with mine.
I don't mean no harm, ladies. I can go. I don't want to mess up no happy homes. I'm just showing love, queen.
I can dig it. No happy homes to run here. Ignore her. You can sit next to me.
You headed home. You sure? Why you got so much food?
Why are you badgering this man?
I'm just saying, he could have, like, a gang of kids, sister wives, or something. I'm just trying to help.
Nah, I just got off. Did a 12-hour shift. I ain't ate all day, so I figured I'd get some takeout before I go home. I got a healthy appetite.
I like the sound of that.
Man's gotta eat. So where y'all coming from tonight? Looking good? Smelling good?
We're just getting back from a night out on the town. A little ladies' night kind of thing. Decided to grab a bite to eat before we turn in.
So, Chuck. What do you do for a living?
Sean.
What? I'm just making a little friendly conversation. I'm sure he would love to share his profession with us. Right, Chuck?
Damn, straight like that? Okay, well, I'm a tow truck driver. Matter of fact, I'm working on starting my own towing company serving the DMV area.
Okay, I can dig that. Being self-employed is definitely goals.
Well, I don't see no ring on your finger. Any baby mamas? How many kids you got?
Yo, your friend's like the FBI over here. Let me help you put your mind at ease, sweetheart. My name is Chuck. I'm 34. I have one daughter. Well, had. She passed away a few years ago. Never been married, but I did just get out of a dead-end relationship with my daughter's mom. All I do is stack paper. I test the dating scene from time to time, but I haven't really had much luck. So honestly, I'm just chilling. Nothing serious.
Sorry to hear about your baby. Do you have a church home? I would love for you to come to mind if you're in need of any spiritual healing.
I'll be honest, that ain't the kind of healing I think of when I look at you.
Oh yeah? Tell me more.
Alright, that's my cue. Y'all done brought the Lord into it. I ain't got time. Let me get home to my husband and baby. T, you got the check, right?
Nah, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Be safe getting home. It was nice meeting you.
A pleasure. Thanks for picking up the tab. Good night. T, call me as soon as you get home, girl.
I will.
Yo, shorty a trip.
That's an understatement. She means well, though.
I mean, I understand. Fraud-ass people out here. You gotta be on your toes. So what's your real name, T?
I'm Tasha.
Well, Tasha, I don't have much going on after this, but it would be a pleasure if you join me. If you're willing. As you can see, there's plenty of food. Maybe we can catch a late movie or something.
Sure. I'm down.
Thanks for joining me tonight, Tasha. I wasn't sure if you would be down for something like this, but I'm glad you said yes. I'm really having a good time with you.
That's good. I'm enjoying myself also. You hella cool. Pick good movies too. But I think I'm gonna enjoy this bubble bath and champagne the most.
Definitely. I thought you might like that.
Is that my phone or yours?
That's all you. I put my phone on silent.
Damn. I should have did that too. Can't be nobody but my mama. She wants me to join her for brunch on Saturday. Let me take this call and I'll join you in a sec, okay?
Handle your business. I ain't going nowhere.
I walked to the room and went straight to my phone, but it wasn't ringing. Matter of fact, I didn't even have any missed calls. That shit was odd as fuck. I knew it had to be Chuck's phone. I looked around for it, but once the ringing stopped, I had no clue where it was coming from, so I said, fuck it. We didn't need any interruptions anyway. I was headed back to the bathroom when I heard the phone ring again. Damn, what the fuck is that coming from? I was annoyed as fuck. Chuck said his phone was on silent, but obviously that wasn't true. I quickly scanned the room and followed the noise all the way back to his work boots. Who the fuck has the phone inside the shoes? I flipped the boot over and the phone fell to the floor. I wasn't about to pick that shit up though. Nigga might have had athlete's foot or something. I kicked the phone over to make it face up. There was at least 7 missed calls and a ton of text messages. How did I miss all that? The investigator in me told me to dig deeper. His phone was locked, of course. But like divine intervention, the damn phone
got
dipped again. Another text message popped across the screen.
What the fuck you doing? Your kids are hungry. Where the fuck are you?
This motherfucker say his only child died.
Bring the fucking phone
home! Oh, that's why you had to get it wrong. You got a whole ass motherfucking family at home. See, guy? I tried to take it easy on this one. But once again, you show me the light. This motherfucker is scum. He's gotta die.
Damn, I thought you got lost in there. Everything okay with my dukes?
She's fine, just dramatic as fuck. I shouldn't have even answered. She just blew me.
Don't trip. Drink some of this. Let's get back to us.
Yes, let's. I straddled that motherfucker and damn, that dick was like electricity through my body. You felt so damn good inside this pussy. It's always those cheating, lying ass motherfuckers with a good dick.
Shit. That's right, baby. Grind on this dick.
Shit. Damn, boy. Chuck grabbed the back of my locks and pulled me close to him. He started biting and kissing all over my neck. Damn. I like that aggressive shit. He was slowly pulling kiss out of me. And this time, I wasn't gonna fight it.
Damn, baby, this pussy is everything. I would've fucked this good pussy all night long.
I like the sound of that. Wait, hold up. I have something special for you. You game?
What, you got like a toy you want to use or something?
Yeah, something like that.
You wild. I can't believe you just carry that shit around.
That's what purses are for. I'll be right back.
Hey, that don't look like no dildo. What you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just making sure you don't have the opportunity to lie again. You've put on a star performance tonight.
Yo, be careful with that thing. You might electrocute me. And hey, what you talking about?
Your family, you lying ass cunt! I saw the text message from your baby mama asking for that food. You left your baby starving? You deserve to die for that shit.
Wait, hold up. Let me explain.
Fuck your explanations.
Oh, shit. No!
Food is good as hell.